Where are they now? At the time of this writing, in 2021, Juliana Harvard's research reveals. Alan McIntosh did not become a minister but became interested in the broadcasting industry. He married Shirley, a nurse, and they have two grown children. Alan and Shirley lived in Southern California, where he was senior manager of a prominent Christian radio station. He is now divorced from Shirley and married to a classmate he knew at San Margot Academy and, at last contact with Julie, was in the insurance industry. He is not on Facebook. Bill Johnson became an integral part of Julie's inner circle of friends in Riverdale for a short time. He left to join the army, and when he came back he married Annie, his older brother's stepdaughter in North Carolina. They are still married, with two grown children, Bill Jr. and Tina. Bill and Annie Johnson became grandparents and live in Southern California. Bill had a career in computers until his retirement and maintained contact with Sandra throughout the years. Sandra recently found him on Facebook. Billy Kingston was killed in a hunting accident before he reached his 20th birthday. Bob Miller did not become a minister, but went into teaching instead. He became a computer genius long before desktop PCs became popular. He is still married to Sandra Lee and taught computing at a high school for gifted students until his retirement. Bob and Sandra are grandparents and great-grandparents and live in Southern California. Bruce Donaldson became a dentist and was on Facebook as of July 2019. Carolyn Bullen Hacker disappeared from Riverdale, but Julie found her on Facebook in 2012. She did not respond to Julie's friend request. Cynthia Donaldson became a pediatric nurse. She married but did not have children. She lives in the Northwest. She is on Facebook and accepted Julie's Facebook friend request but does not display her photo. Darlene Steele is one of the few who still lived in Riverdale. She married, had a daughter, and is now divorced. She is not actually Julie's half-sister, but was a very close friend. Julie once found Darlene's daughter on Facebook, who said she was estranged from her mother and could not give Julie any current information about her. Sadly, Julie has lost contact with Darlene. Dennis Holman is married but no further information is available. Julie found him on Facebook in 2012. Dick Clark is a fictional character who does not exist, but the character is based loosely on a childhood friend whose father was a dentist in Riverdale. Julie found him on Facebook in 2012. Eddie Kingston moved from Riverdale but lived in Southern California for several years. No other information was available until Julie found him on Facebook shortly before his death in a plane crash in 2016. At that time, his elderly mother Norma was still alive. Julie says, he was a father of six children, retired from his own company, Kingston and Sons, pilot and drummer. He had just celebrated his 70th birthday when he was killed in a plane crash in northern Idaho. We had just connected on Facebook within the last year. Ella Hargrove married a successful businessman, and they had four daughters. She and her husband still live in Southern California. Ella is on Facebook. Eloise Tibbs disappeared for many years, but Julie recently found her on Facebook. Julie also became Facebook friends with Eloise's younger brother Chuck, who was born after the Tibbs family moved from Riverdale. Frank Hargrove joined the army and is now deceased. He and Carlos remained lifelong friends until Frank's death. No further information is available. Carlos lives in Ocean View and is active on Facebook. Howard Davidson and Julie Scott were married between their junior and senior years at La Paloma College, and were divorced 7 years later when Howard came out as a gay man. A few years after that, Howard moved to San Francisco, where he is a popular organ performer and composer. He has been senior staff organist at the Castro Theater since 1978. He is now married to his partner, whom he has been with since 1993. Jim Donaldson studied medicine at the University of Mexico and became a medical doctor. To those who knew him as a child who was frequently labeled sissy because of his mannerisms, it was no surprise to learn that he was gay. Unfortunately, he died of AIDS many years ago. Joanne Cunningham. No information is available. Joe Lee is a fictional character who does not exist in real life. Judy Hargrove, no information is available, but Julie says she found her on Facebook once. Julie Scott married Howard Davidson and was devastated when their 7-year marriage ended after he came out as a gay man. She then married an Air Force man, at which time she became Juliana Harvard, had 2 children, and was divorced after 20 years, at which time she legally became Juliana Davidson again, but still prefers to use her pen name of Juliana Harvard when writing her stories. During that time, she came out as a lesbian, and she and her teenage daughter moved to California to live with her partner, Lena Jackson Ryder, in the San Francisco Bay Area. They were legally married in 2013. She has occasional contact with Howard, who is still her best friend and soulmate on a very esoteric level. Julie has 3 grandsons and 3 step-grandchildren. Ken Nelson remained married to Rebecca, they had 2 children, and they became grandparents. They still lived in Southern California, in a neighboring town to Riverdale, until Ken's death in 2018 at age 74. His obituary says, he retired from Riverdale Municipal Water District after 30 years. He loved trucks, tractors, travel, and time with family. Kenny McIntosh. No further information is available, but he was on Facebook in 2012. Kurt Gaston became a successful minister and professor, earned his doctorate, and got married to a beautiful French-Canadian woman. They have 2 grown children and grandchildren. They lived and worked in a foreign mission field until they retired to Michigan. He is on Facebook but rarely posts. Leroy Chester disappeared from Sandra's life, but Sandra thinks she found him on Facebook. Marcia. No further information is available. Pastor McIntosh lived in Southern California, though he had a serious heart condition. He got divorced from Alan's mother, Betty McIntosh, who left him many years ago, but he got remarried to the mother of one of Julie's classmates at Highview Academy. He died in 2007. Peter McIntosh is married and was on Facebook but wishes to remain anonymous. Raymond Pierce disappeared shortly after Bob Miller and Sandra Lee started dating. No further information is available. Sandra Lee is still married to Bob Miller and they still live in Southern California where Sandra taught and was a school librarian until her retirement. They had 3 daughters, the oldest of whom was a lesbian. Sandra and Bob are grandparents and great-grandparents. Sadly, they lost their oldest daughter in 2017 to a car accident, and their middle daughter in 2020 to complications of diabetes. Sarah remained married to her husband Ed of their teenage years, they had 4 children and became grandparents of 6 grandchildren. They still lived in Riverdale. She and Julie were in contact by email and visited once in person in the early 2000s. Sarah died on April 12, 2007, at the age of 62. Sharon Emery grew up, married, had 1 child, and divorced. She still lived in Southern California. Steve Emery, as an adult, was very politically active in California and became a California state congressperson. By profession, he became an orthodontist and practiced in Southern California where he still lives with his wife. They have 2 grown daughters. His parents, Dr. and Mrs. Emery, lived on the Rolling Hills Ranch on the outskirts of Riverdale where they retired. After Dr. Emery died on December 30, 2011, at the age of 92, Mrs. Emery and Julie maintained personal contact as they had done throughout the years, until Mrs. Emery's death on August 23, 2012, at the age of 92. Victor Morgan is dead. It was Alan who told Julie in 2001, but he didn't have details. No one else knew anything about the rest of the Morgan family, until Julie found an obituary for one of his younger female siblings who went home with the Lord on September 8, 2010. So far, no one knows whatever happened to Gloria Martin or Phyllis.